This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Challenge. Opportunities.
The next idea.
Education is not a mechanical system. It's a human system. It's about people.
The next idea gives us a place to explore innovation in our state. But when you talk about innovation, here's a challenge a lot of companies face. They may have a great idea, but they don't have the right culture or the right competency to make that innovative idea hatch and grow. And now there's a chance to build your innovation skills through a program called the Certified Professional Innovator Program, CPI, offered by the University of Michigan College of Engineering and the innovation consulting company Innovatrium. And the founder of Innovatrium is U of M Ross School of Business professor Jeff DeGraff, who, of course, is our partner in the next idea. And it all lands beautifully here. Jeff, you've often said innovation is the only game in town. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, if you think about what's going on in the world right now, you know, we've got a $3.5 trillion bubble that burst in China. We've got no growth in Europe. They're calling it Eurogeddon. We've got the president of Brazil is on trial. There's no place to go that you can easily grow the business anymore. And now we're looking at oil prices have basically collapsed. They're at $40. They may go lower this summer. The cost of capital may go up. So the whole idea of simply selling something to someone new or basically play the trading game around commodities, those games are over. There's no place else to go. The only thing left to do is to make things better and new, and that's what innovation is all about.
And then here we stumble over this thing that people have great ideas, but they struggle to implement them, especially within that well-established structure of a company or organization. So how does the Certified Professional Innovator Program help people navigate this?
Well, one of the things I learned when I was really young, I got to be on the advisory board at Apple, what was called AIS, Applied Integrated Systems. And this is in the old days when they're pushing Steve out. And what I learned from Apple, and what I learned also in subsequent years with other companies, is that what Apple was brilliant at was picking out the handful of high-potential people who probably didn't fit in with most organizations because they exhibited a lot of self-authorizing behavior, which means they showed a lot of ownership for trying to make things new. And what Apple did was they made them what were called Apple Fellows. And so rather than trying to boil the ocean and extract gold by changing the whole firm, what they really did was they focused on this very small group of people who could actually shepherd a project all the way through the organization. And what I learned over the years, this model works. And so the focus became, how do we create a forum for people who have high potential as innovation leaders to actually send them to finishing school? It's like going to the Juilliard.
There
you know,
you
you're
go.
Really not teaching somebody how to play the piano. You're teaching them how to get to Carnegie Hall.
So what's it look like? What does this entail?
Well, it entails really three basic things. Before you come to the program, you have to watch these 14 videos, and they're what are called a MOOC, a massive open online course. And these videos are free. Anybody can watch them.
Log
and they've
in.
Been there for a couple of years. And they get a lot of viewership from places on the East Coast and in China and a lot of places. So I would really like to see people in Michigan watch these videos. And they end with showing a video about how to actually run a jumpstart. We did one for the Detroit Symphony Orchestra to try and help them out when they were having some challenges a few years back. There's also with this a workbook. And I think you can get the workbook online for less than $10. And the workbook is basically about how to work through the modules and apply them to your own organization. There's an assessment piece that goes with it. That's the first part, where you're basically doing things in your own time as if you were taking a correspondence course.
And not costing one thin dime unless you buy the workbook, which is, like you say, less than 10 bucks.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's basically
cover
free.
Cover the printing, yeah.
Yeah. The second piece is we do offer a certificate here at Michigan. It's one of the first certificates we've ever offered. And you have to come here with a real project. It has to have a real sponsor, and it has to be approved. Mm-hmm. So we've had Apple here. The head of Apple Design has been here. And we've had Toyota here. And we've had a number of people here, quite amazed, Siemens, et cetera. And what they do is they bring a real project, and sometimes they bring small groups of people who are working on a real project, and the object is they have to launch it, what's called the jumpstart. So this would be like if you were to go to a design firm like IDEO or Lunar or Frog. A lot of these young people over the years are people that we've trained either in my courses at Michigan or through this kind of program, and they actually have to get the thing going. And then that's the second piece. And then for the next 90 days, There are a series of webinars where they're coached through the projects because there's a number of things that come up. There are technical problems. There are team problems. There are problems about strategy. And a whole bunch of stuff when you work in innovation doesn't work the first time. So you have to work through that until they have what we call a thin version or version 1.0. And at the end of 90 days, they have to show it to a whole bunch of guys like myself who've done a lot, who've worked
done
on
this a lot.
Lot
not your first
projects.
Rodeo.
And the object is, it's we're not going to be critical. The object is we're helping. Have you thought about this? Have you considered this? You know, have you talked to these people? This might be the way to get this thing launched. So what we're doing in a very short period of time is trying to focus on a very small group of people who want to be highly practiced innovation leaders.
So you've got this two-day boot camp.
Yep.
But for everybody, you've got these videos. So anybody who wants to go online, it's the guidance and information is free.
Absolutely. And that's part of the reason we did it. I would love to see a renaissance in innovation here in the state of Michigan. And we're going to put the web addresses for all of this on the Next Idea page so anybody can find this. And in addition to this, I think some of your listeners already know this. I write I'm one of the original LinkedIn influencers. I'm one of the original 25 influencers, and I write a column for Inc. magazine. So the notion is all of those hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of columns of how to are on these sites. And again, this is all free. It doesn't cost anybody a dime to read something or to watch something and say, how is this going to help my business? How is this going to help my organization?
So all the resources plus information on the upcoming boot camp and then that ongoing guidance.
Yes,
center.
The boot camp is April 28th and 29th at the university. And we do these twice a year. So if this isn't the right one for you, maybe the next one.
And all that information, as Jeff said, you go to the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org and you can find out all about the Certified Professional Innovator Program. Jeff DeGraff, Ross School of Business, founder of the Innovatrium. Always great to have you on The Next Idea and have you as a partner on The Next Idea.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.